News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts. Oklahoma will ignore a new rule involving the federal Title IX law that bars schools from mandating which bathrooms transgender students must use in school. State School Superintendent Ryan Walters.
It's one of the most radical and illegal moves we've ever seen from the federal government. It's an attack on our states, it's an attack on our families, and it's an attack on our young women and girls. We will not stand for this in Oklahoma.
Carrie Warner, a mother of two children in public school, warned the board that the kids are copying what the adults are saying.
Mr. Walters, your recent call for local school districts to ignore the President of the United States, what are you teaching our future leaders?
Catherine Oakley with the LGBTQ advocacy group Human Rights Campaign told Superintendent Walters that his move to ignore the law threatens millions of dollars in federal funding. Several private citizens who spoke to the state school board Thursday made it clear what they had to go through just for a chance to speak at a public meeting of the state school board about issues that are important to them. One speaker was removed from the meeting for refusing to stop talking after her 3 minutes was up. She had sat outside with her children waiting for hours. That included a handicapped child who was crying as his mother was being forcibly removed from the meeting. A Tulsa City Council member is waking up in jail this morning after being arrested and booked on a complaint of domestic assault and battery late last night. Grant Miller is being held without bond. Further details regarding the arrest are not known at this time. The House Agriculture Committee has green-lighted a bill to create the Industrial Hemp Task Force. The measure would also have the state follow guidelines on hemp production in the new farm bill. Congress is being asked to allow a slight increase in the THC levels in hemp to allow a greater variety of seeds to be used. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
Attention royalty owners, it's time for the 2024 NARO Oklahoma State Convention. Join us May 22nd through the 24th at the historic Skirvin Hilton in Oklahoma City as we celebrate the resilience of Oklahoma's rich oil and gas history. Learn about a host of educational topics designed specifically for Oklahoma mineral and royalty owners. For more information or to register, go to www.naro-us.org or call 1-800-558-0557.
Nothing says sunshine and clear skies like the smell of fresh-cut grass. And Great Plains Kubota wants you to enjoy the weather. Stop in and check out Kubota's gas-powered Z400 zero-turn mowers. Popular with residential and commercial users, the Kubota Z400 series delivers a professional finish with a comfortable ride. With a variety of features, let Great Plains find the one to fit your needs. Ask about packaging your purchase with a trailer, too. Visit the brand that serves, Great Plains, at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.